Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Now, I wanted to read one other verse here that I think will help solidify here, and it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. We're going to hit that one real quick. Like I say, this one's not long because the Lord tells us we can just have faith in Him. He'll make everything all right. Well, I'm going to start with 17.
All right.
How about that? Well, actually, I'll start with 15. How about that? How about 14? I'm going up, man. I'll read the whole thing. Every time I go up, I see another verse that catches. Let's start with 14. It says, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Knowing, this is full confidence. This is no doubt that it's going to happen. It says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Listen to 16. For which cause we faint not with our current situation. We know it's bad, but we're not going to faint in it. We're not going to concentrate on the things that we can see, but we're going to look for those things that we can't see. He says that we're not going to faint, but though our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. I tell you, this is so good. Like when I call Miss Pat, I love calling Miss Pat. You know what she tell me? I'm reading the Word of God.
Praise God.
I don't know about you, but that's that life spring that just keeps up and just renewing and renewing and renewing. No matter what you're going through, folks, just take God's Word and just open it up. And you'll see His promises. And you will forget all about your current situation.
Yes.
And you'll look forward to that great day when sin shall not have reign over you. God's Word is so powerful. And listen, 17, He says, okay, I'm telling you that your flesh will perish. I done told you that. But listen to this. He said, for your light affliction.
Yeah.
We think we got all the weight of the world on us, but you don't. Jesus took the weight of the world upon Him. The Bible tells us that God cast the wrath of God upon Jesus Christ. And it was so great that He cut off the lights and He turned His back, and Jesus Christ paid the full penalty of sin for us. But He said, for what your body is going through right now, your mind, He said, it's light, for your light affliction, which is but for a moment. If we think about time, as Brother Strickland said, we're here for a short time compared to eternity. It really can't be compared. The Bible says it's a moment. If you just think about a moment, that was it. The moment's over. That's how quick we're here. He said, our light affliction, but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So if you, the things that you're going through, remember, it's just for a short time, and you are representing Christ. Remember, peace is not the absence of trouble, but it's the presence of God in the midst of trouble. God will give us peace down here. And what we have to do is continually focus on Him. Satan wants us to get our focus off Christ, but we need to place it on Jesus Christ. And He tells us our affliction is light, and it's only for a moment. But listen to this. While we look not at the things which are seen. You're looking at mirror, you see this, you're getting that wrinkle. You're looking at, you're leaning over, you're getting a little slower, you look at that, your hair getting gray. He said, don't concentrate on that. It's just a shell. That's going down. He said, but while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.